Rich Kimball, Carrie Haskell with you, and time to check in with our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Hey there, Nick.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, this amazing how often this happens. We get somebody lined up to be on the show, and boom, something big happens, and it sure did down your way. Welcome to Providence, Kim English.
We have had a heck of a couple of weeks here in Providence. Obviously, with any sort of coaching changes that happen, it gets interesting. But this one in particular was a heck of a ride here. Happy news. Yep, Kim English comes from George Mason after two seasons. Former NBA player, 34 years old, and takes over as the new head coach of Providence College men's basketball. So a new era dawning here in the city of Providence.
Ed Cooley had such a great run there, and I can tell from reading things and seeing your reports through the years that he was a guy who had a huge impact, not only on the basketball program, but the school and probably the whole region, maybe the state of Rhode Island.
Big time, but I think the complicated thing of the last couple weeks was just how this whole thing happened. There were rumors that came out, reports that came out about his potential move to Georgetown. And then when we started asking him about it, it was very noncommittal. And, you know, when that sort of thing happens anywhere, the questions start coming, the rumors start swirling. And then it was only 3 days or 2 days actually after the season ended that, he goes to Georgetown, and an in-conference move, which is unprecedented, never happened to the Big East before. And it was just, I think stunning for the city of Providence, because as you mentioned, I mean, this is a guy that made a huge impact down here in this city, and in this state. He's from South Providence. So that was the stunning part of it too. It reminded me very much of like reading the tea leaves when Tom Brady was getting set to get out of town. Just because, there's little things that happen along the way, and then you look back and you say, oh, that actually might have meant something. Oh, that might have been a sign that maybe things were ending here. So, it's been very interesting to see how that happened. But, bottom line is Ed Cooley's at Georgetown now, taking over that job. Kim English is here, and Rick Pitino is at St. John's. The East landscape has certainly changed.
Well, the announcement, I thought, came rather quickly here, and we were talking about it earlier. Athletic directors sometimes have that sort of mental list of people they might turn to, and this is a guy in Kim English who is clearly on the rise and moving up fast in college basketball circles.
Yeah, and you're right. I think Rich is part of the job of being an athletic director at a Division I school is always being prepared for a lot of different scenarios. And I think Steve Napolillo was getting ready and getting prepared if this scenario came up, and he identified his guy right away. And, he's definitely hiring a guy that is a rising star that has a lot of potential. And I think that's an exciting thing. I think that's what the athletic department wants, this school wants, is, a rising star, some new blood coming in. And, Kim English certainly qualifies that. Got a great recommendation from Rick Barnes, who is the coach at Tennessee. He'll be coaching the Volunteers in the Sweet 16 this weekend. But Rick was here as a coach of the Friars way back when, and had Kim English as an assistant at Tennessee a couple of years ago. And so, all these things are always connected, of course. The coaching circle is a big world, but it's a small world. That's the recommendation came through, and it quickly happened. Ed Cooley was out of Friartown on Monday, and by Thursday, there's a new coach, a new sheriff in town.
Nick Coit with us here on Downtown. Well, 1 week from today, the Major League Baseball season gets underway. And obviously in Providence, the Red Sox have taken a back seat in spring training here in recent days. Are there some reasons for optimism with this team, Nick?
Well, I'm not going to base too much on spring training and games and winning that or whatever, because I still feel the same way, Rich. I think things probably look good. If they get off to a good start, I think that would be a good thing. But I still feel the same way, which is it's a long season, 162 games, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered the right way for the Red Sox to have that sort of season, because one of those goes wrong, it means that, you know, things didn't go the right way. And it may be a domino effect. And that obviously would have the potential to, you know, send things in the wrong direction. So, I still have the same, okay, maybe I'll try to be a little bit more optimistic, but you know what? It's obviously the same sort of feeling that I have.
And a lot of new faces on offense, but like every other year, doesn't it ultimately come down to how well the pitching staff does?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that was always the one thing that I probably looked at and I said, well, I think they've built up an interesting pitching staff, one that, you know, could potentially be pretty good. Like, you know, you have a former Cy Young winner in Corey Kluber who's going to be starting. You know, you've got Chris Sale back and healthy. Cross your fingers, bring out your rabbit foot, you know, knock on wood, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, like whatever it is. If you keep him on the field, obviously that'll help. But I also think the bullpen. I think they've built up a decent bullpen here, veteran guys, veteran arms. You have a closer in Kenley Jansen. So, you know, that could be the strength of the team, and that's a good thing, and it starts there, and it can win you some games. You also have to hit. And that's still where a lot of the question marks are for me. You know, if Yoshida does come through, and they've probably put a lot of eggs in that basket, that's a good thing. That'll help your lineup. But, you know, they still need to find offense in different places, too, besides, you know, Rafael Devers.
Celtics sitting right now at number two in the East have been playing a little better of late. But ultimately, it would seem like this team that can beat anybody in the league has to really want it. And is that getting a little frustrating for Celtics fans to see these guys kind of turn it on and turn it off at times?
Yeah, because you want to see them consistently play well. But I'm not going to totally panic yet. I think probably part of it, too, is the fact that they trended so well at the end of last season that, you know, they were cooking going into the playoffs, and you just felt better and better and better and better. And this has sort of been on and off, and I get that. But that may be something that sort of comes with the territory of a very good NBA team that has superstars on it. You know, there's going to be nights where they are good. There's going to be nights where they lose to the Orlando Magic. Like, it happens. I'm not going to panic yet because I still think they have, you know, two of the best players on the floor every night in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. But the guy they got to keep on the floor and keep healthy is Robert Williams, because if you want to really turn it on defensively, that's the guy that's got to be out there. And obviously with his health going up and down, you know, that could be a concern. But I won't panic yet because I still think this team has potential to make a deep playoff run.
Juju Smith-Schuster, is that a step up from Jakobi Meyers? Have they made some decent moves over at Foxborough?
Yes, I think so. If you look at the statistics, Juju Smith-Schuster is a guy that's going to get yards after the catch. Jakobi Meyers, love him, reliable player, got himself open, got a lot of receptions, didn't get many yards after the catch. So if you're talking about a guy that maybe can make a guy miss or two, Juju Smith-Schuster is a, I would say, an upgrade. Maybe slight, but it's an upgrade. Should they be done? No. They still need a number one guy. They still need a guy on this offense. They have a lot of good pieces, and those pieces will be bettered by a number one guy that defenses have to look at and say, we have to game plan for that guy. I don't know if the Patriots have that. I think the closest thing they might have to that is probably Ramondre Stevenson. But I think they need that in the receiving core. There's rumored interest, obviously, and the fact that the Cardinals are dangling DeAndre Hopkins out there. I know it's kind of been a mixed thing. Some people are on one side, some people on the other. I'm on the side of, go get the guy. I think he's still a number one guy. Yes, his health the last couple of years hasn't been as good, but I still think he's a guy you look at. You think of the name DeAndre Hopkins, and you're like, well, that's a number one guy. And I think that mere presence of somebody like that is going to make Juju Smith-Schuster better, is going to make Mike Gesicki better, is going to make Hunter Henry better, is going to make Ramondre Stevenson better. And so I still think they're missing that number one guy. Can they go out and get it? We'll see.
A dozen games left for the Bruins starting tonight as they take on the Canadiens. Yes, there is an NHL record for wins in a regular season out there for the taking, but is it more important down the stretch to get a little rest for guys heading into the playoffs?
I would say so, yeah, especially with older players. Yeah, like any sort of regular season record or points record or anything like that, like whatever. There's one goal with this thing. It's to win the cup. And this team has a really, really great opportunity. And so wherever you can sneak in rest, sit a guy here or there, have Patrice Bergeron, have the older guys, David Krejci, healthy, then that's obviously going to help your cause. And so I think that's the number one priority, because you want them rested, ready to go to make the run that you can potentially make with this team, which is just a wagon. They're all in on this, so they ought to be all in on this.
Nick Coit, ABC6 in Providence. Nick, appreciate you making time for us on this very busy and monumental day down in Providence. Thanks again.
I got to go lead the 5 o'clock news there, Rich, so I appreciate the time. I'm going to go write a fast script. Hopefully it's legible and actually makes sense on the air, and go talk to the people of Providence. But I appreciate you having me on, as always.
Thanks a lot, Nick. We'll catch you soon.
Take care, buddy.
That is Nick Coit with us here on Downtown. Yeah, brand new head coach, Kim English, the man of Providence.